News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, Eric Menendez has been denied parole after making his bid for freedom before California's parole board. And Harriet Alexander, features writer with the Daily Mail based in New York, joins us. Harriet, just explain to people what happened in court.
Well, this was a really long hearing. It was 10 hours. It normally takes 2 to 3. But the parole board were essentially going through the reasons why he says that he should be released. They were sentenced to prison, Eric and Lyle, back in 1996. And at the time, they were given full life sentences for the murder of their parents, Jose and Kitty Menendez, in Beverly Hills in 1989. At the time of the killing, Eric was 18 and Lyle was 21. And they argued that their father had been sexually abusing them for years and that that was for them the only way out. But yes, the case has become something, of course, of a kind of a cause célèbre in recent years with a Netflix series. And that's got a lot of attention on it. And so in May, a judge in Los Angeles reduced their sentence from full life term, not eligible to parole, to 50 years to life, which is why we had this parole hearing in LA.
The parole board commissioner, Robert Barton, he said, contrary to your supporters' beliefs, you have not been a model prisoner. And frankly, we find that a little disturbing. He was quite scathing about, I suppose, the chances of the Menendez getting parole in some ways.
Yes, he really was. And what they focused on was the fact that Eric Menendez used his cell phone a lot in prison. Of course, this is banned. This is not allowed, but it is widely done. Eric admitted that he had done that. He said that he became addicted to it. He would be in touch with his family. He would watch YouTube. He would use social media. He said that, you know, he realized that that was wrong, but he did it until fairly recently. And that's something that the parole board seized on. But it's worth saying that Lyle Menendez, his brother, is going to go through the same proceedings first thing this morning in California, and he will have a different set of parole board commissioners. So it's not necessarily going to be the same outcome.
And that in itself is very interesting. You mentioned the Menendez, their extended family. They are, the extended family, largely supportive of the Menendez brothers being released on parole.
Yes, they are. They have been the most active campaigners, really, for the brothers to be released. In particular, they have an aunt who says that she very much wants them to be free. Family members say that they will house them in Colorado so that they can live with them. They feel that they have paid their debt to society, and they really believe the claims of sexual abuse. The Menendez brothers are trying several ways to get out of prison. So there's this parole effort. They're also trying to get clemency from Governor Gavin Newsom. And a third way that they're trying is to introduce new pieces of evidence, say that there have been subsequent letters and accounts from other people who say that they were also abused by Jose Menendez, their father. So it's a multi-pronged attack, and they're not giving up hope.
Look, we shall watch this space, particularly in the view of Lyle Menendez having a parole board hearing today. Thank you very much for joining us. That is Harriet Alexander, their features writer with the Daily Mail based in New York.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.